What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brian Baldinger coming up at 12:40. Supposed to have Baldy yesterday, so we'll have him coming up at 12:40 later on today. Let's get to the phones here at BT, 888-808-1019. Phil is calling from Westchester. What's up, Phil?
Hey, so 3 points right off the top. You know, first off, the written word doesn't carry the same nuance that the spoken, that speech does. So whatever you may be reading into this, you may just be doing that, and that's reading into a clubhouse that's otherwise fine. The second thing is that this team is far, far better with Marte in the lineup than without. There's clearly a difference when he's part of the lineup, and it's nice to see him contributing. And third, and this is something I just really don't understand, is, you know, you're talking about Lindor being the team captain, and I know I'm in the minority here, but, you know, it's like here you've got a $34 million player, and, you know, he doesn't play any other position. And from a business standpoint, you've got other options. To me, he's like the Nomar Garcia power of the team. And, again,
I don't know what you mean by that last part. I understand the first two parts. What do you mean he doesn't play in any other position? I don't understand what you're talking about.
Well, you've got other options in Mauricio and Acuna, who you can move around the left side of the diamond. And beyond that, they cost you a lot.
Are you talking about Lindor?
Yeah.
Okay. Saying what?
Yeah, and I've never seen anybody in this town get the pass that Lindor gets. I mean, you go after Soto, but you don't go after Lindor with the same fervor that you go after the other players on the team.
Hold on a second. A, who's going after Soto? I'm sorry, Phil. I don't know why you're not answering that, but nobody's going after Juan Soto. We're reading quotes from a story that happened a week ago that were quotes from Juan Soto about his relationship with Starling Marte. That's it. B, people, specifically you, BT, have gotten on Francisco Lindor.
So, sure.
Yeah, I don't know where you get that Lindor has gotten a pass.
Oh, and by the way, Sal, kudos to him for throwing in Nomar's name to further confuse us.
Yeah, what?
That was a weird one. I mean, listen, is it, if you want to tell me that Lindor, I can't even really rationalize it. I think there was a point where Lindor got knocked around left and right, and
yeah,
some of it was fair, and some of it, and I've owned some of it, was a little bit off the mark. And, you know, I was able to, you know, say I may have missed some things there, but I don't really know what he's talking about there.
Me neither. And this is a very simple.
Like,
nobody's saying there are clubhouse issues. Nobody's saying that at all. This is a very simple, how you read those quotes from Juan Soto. To me, it was a shot at Francisco Lindor. To you, you didn't see it that way. It was just propping up Starling Marte.
Definitely. But think about this. But if it was a shot, if you're right, and it was a shot at Lindor, well, now eventually we could have a clubhouse issue.
I don't know about that, because I think we could take shots. Like, people on the same team can take shots at each other and be okay with it.
Players doing it to each other is pretty rare. I mean, not that it never happens, but when it does happen, there's generally a fracture that leads to a breakup. You don't really see that.
Well, I mean, and neither guy's going anywhere, so they're not breaking up.
If one of the guys is going to go, it's going to be Lindor more so than Soto.
Yeah, man,
Soto's not
going,
anywhere. No, he's not going anywhere either.
That's what I mean.
That's why I don't think it's nearly as contentious or that he meant it that way. You know, I would like, I would love to hear from Puma because he's the one who asked the question, right?
Right. I believe it was Puma, yes.
If it was Mike from the Post, then there's no video, there's no audio. Again, the tone and the inflection to me matters and what the follow-up was. I mean, this little tiny PR bomb was dropped in the middle of the Mets clubhouse and nobody followed up? I mean, do we still have a New York media if that's the case?
Maybe nobody thinks it's a big deal.
I don't think it's a big deal, but still, to not follow up is interesting.
Elvin is calling from Elizabeth, New Jersey. What's up, Elvin?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
All right, buddy. What's happening?
With the whole Soto stuff, and I hate to do this because I'm a stat guy and you can't really quantify it, but it's reality. Had he been from any other country besides the Dominican Republic, I'm with you, BT. I'd say, you know what? I pay it no mind. But there is this true living rivalry between Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic. I'm half Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's Dominican.
Gotcha.
When the World Baseball Classics come in, they could be 0-2 each team. If they're facing each other, it is going to be a bloodbath. Soto's looking out for his guy. Marte's Dominican. There might not be malice in the sense that he's trying to disrupt the clubhouse.
Yeah.
But 100%. Like I said, I hate to be the guy who brings it up. You can't quantify it. It is 100% between the two countries.
Yep.
And I'll give you one more.
Elvin, hold on. I'm going to let you finish here. But you can't say it's 100% and then prior to that say you can't quantify it because that's not consistent.
No. I know what you mean. And it's not always, but there's certain times where your innate nature just comes out and you favor your countrymen over another.
Mm-hmm.
A quick little reference.
Yep.
And Devers made it easy. But I have all these conversations with my wife's family. And they truly believe that if Devers had been Puerto Rican, Cora would have been a little more, hey, let me work with this guy.
Huh.
But there is an animosity. It's real. It's a way of life. It's unfortunate. But I think some of that is behind what Soto said, and I'm 100% with Sal. There is something going on there, and it could be just something as simple as the rivalry between how you were brought up and what country you're from.
I don't think, and again, Elvin, and thank you for the call.
It's a good perspective. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I think that was well said and level-headed. And this is not, oh, no, there's a fracture in the clubhouse and this is bad. It's not that at all. It was just, to me, eye-popping to read those quotes from Soto, who's, he does speak his mind, but usually kind of reserved.
Yes.
And that, to me, was over the top. To try to get it out there that he believes Marte is the leader, which if everybody else thinks that Lindor is the leader and captain, maybe Soto wanted to send a different message.
It was over the top. But again, to me, it was over the top in him being effusive in his praise for Marte and not effusive in trying to denigrate Lindor.
The other thing what I would say is Marte can't go anywhere. He may be a free agent, but if he means that much to Juan Soto...
Hey, if Juan Soto needs Marte to hold his hand to have a big season,
to hold his hand to have a big season.
Where was Marte last year?
My whole thing was he's got to be comfortable. He's got to be himself. If Lindor leads the way but wants to do something that Soto doesn't feel comfortable doing,
we talked about this.
I want Soto to be himself.
Yeah.
So if Marte helps Soto be himself, now I know it's the first year and that's the most important, so maybe they can move on next year or whatever, but I want Soto to be as comfortable as possible. That's what I'm looking for.
Maybe here's a solution. Maybe if Mendy doesn't, kick Manaya and Senga to the bullpen the rest of the season, maybe Marte could become the manager.
Yeah.
He could be around every day.
At least be an assistant.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.